Yeah, it was my understanding that with transcendental meditation and everything involved with it, that a poor man would at least become a happy and contented man, and therefore he would be able to raise above, and being poor wouldn't be such a bad thing. But all that I've experienced so far, and come in contact with the organization and things that have been happening here, all I've discovered is that I've become a poor man and very discontent with the whole thing. Now, I paid $600 and got myself in debt for a year to come here. And all that I see that is happening right now is that I'm stuck in a 10 by 10 room and having to eat Hong Kong fish for $24 a day. The main purpose why I came here was to be taught and to be in contact with you. And all of a sudden I realized that instead of meeting with you 6 hours a day, as in the beginning, we're now meeting with you 3 hours a day. I can stay in my home or in my Volkswagen bus and meditate and eat a lot better food for a lot less. But the whole point is, I wouldn't be complaining or anything else, but to be trapped here, because that's what I've learned I am, trapped here. And to say, well, I'm unwinding, because I definitely am unwinding. Did I have to pay $600 to unwind? Well, for me and my chick, it was $600.
You're not paying $600 for unwinding, I'm sure.
Well, then what am I paying?
You are living somewhere, you are eating somewhere.
Well,
and you are doing something on your own, which you could very well have done at home if you knew how to do it.
Yeah,
how many are here who feel this just like this? This is nothing but a kind of unwinding, so we don't feel bad about it. But how many at this stage are feeling trapped in a situation from where neither they feel to go back, nor feel to continue, just trapped? How many feel trapped? This is a kind of unwinding. So we don't feel ill. We don't feel ill what you are saying, because tomorrow or maybe day after or next week you are going to say, oh, it was good that I came. But at this stage, how many are deploring having come here? One, so you have 1, 2, 3, 4 friends.
Yeah, well, I wasn't worried about the friends. What I'm worried about what I'm worried about is that I have no choice. I have to stay here. Whether
having spent $600, what else could you do?
You know, it was always my feeling that things that you believe in and things that are supposed to be really right. You know, I had a big thing about paying the money to begin with.
The thing is?
$35.
The thing.
And I said, well, it's for the good of the organization. And therefore, that's very cool. And I'll do that. And everybody will be able to meditate a lot better and a lot faster. And teachers will be able to be sent all around the place. And then I come here and I see a lot of the things that the organization involves. And a lot of it is just baloney. And infighting and power-seeking and hipper-than-thou attitudes. And how can I go back?
The thing is, when you find the flower looks good from outside, maybe you want to come near it and examine it, and maybe from near you think it's good. Maybe very near you go, from a distance what you see is very beautiful petals and soft and nice. You feel to touch them. More near you go, what you come across is these not so soft petals, but they seem to be rough to touch. Maybe they have a honey in it. They may appear to be rough. Certainly this area is much rougher than here. But maybe there is some other element inside that roughness, honey within it, which is more valuable than the softness of the petal. Maybe when you come very near it and then you find this roughness, let's say, oh, now I know the whole thing was wrong. Maybe a little later remaining there you find that, oh, there seems to be some honey in it. Let's go deeper into this roughness of the organization and see if there is something more substantial, more valuable than the softness of the petal. And when you locate some honey and very valuable, fine, it was good that I came. Now these are the different levels of experiences. You are invited to get trained as a leader of the movement. You accepted the invitation thinking that meditation has done good to me. Now let me get into the philosophy of it, more principle of it. Let me grow into the knowledge of it. Let me have little more deeper experiences. And the purpose is so that I may be able to advise my friends better. It's the purpose of leadership course. And when you come to this, see, organization is always something which may not be as blissful as transcendental consciousness. Because whosoever is the organizer. Now, he has his mind, 700 people to be put up, 10 meter square or 10 feet square, this whatever was available in this area was offered. At whatever cost it was available, it was offered. Now, the Sims is very much trying hard, at least thinking, to have its own academy where 1,000 students, 500 students could just go, have a little bigger rooms at a little lower cost, have little better food, because there the cooks will be our own people and we can make a choice. Sometimes we could have a French meal and sometimes an Italian change and sometimes... We can do all these things in our own place. But because we don't have such facilities and we don't know when we can have such facilities, so we thought, let's avail of the opportunity when I am yet available. Doesn't matter, people will feel inconvenience here and there and they will come. The main thing is this knowledge about the whole thing. Consolidated knowledge. 1 month they'll remain here. And the expectation was that people would not mind living under rough conditions. Even the area may be noisy at times or something. Food may not be good or something. But this is what we are faced with. Better than this we couldn't do. And therefore, it's not the organization that is responsible. Organization has the credit of at least giving opportunity of all of you to be with me and me with all of you for a mutual. That is the organization and that is the situation. Now, it was worthwhile any number of dollars even to know this thing, that the moods, this one information in life could have been worth any number of dollars, that our moods have their origin in our own stress. This valuable information. And then how we can get rid of the negative moods? Just by feeling some little sensation within ourselves, we can get rid of our negative moods. Just this one packet of information has the value of any number of dollars that a man can collect in his life. Because with this knowledge, one can really make one's life happy and has the ability to neutralize the basis of negativity. Therefore, if someone feels one is trapped, better make the best out of the trapped situation. It's a very pleasant situation. Look at my condition. Completely free, all lonely by myself, as I chose my life to be in the Himalayas. And look at this. Every night till 3 o'clock, and it's not this course, it is this movement, it is this organization which I created and in which I have trapped myself. And I cannot blame anyone, because I am so free. Any time I could make my routine that I'll meet you only half an hour, fine. A recluse is a recluse. So I am trapped more than anyone else. I'm absolutely trapped. And look at that. You are trapped, at least getting something. And I am trapped without getting anything. So if you want to run away, I must run away more quickly. I have a better right to run away than you, because so let us feel both in happy in misery. Make the best of the situation, that is all that we can do. So we'll break for the tape. See, this is what makes a society. Different people . different people here and there, each knowing a little bit of some doing, a little bit of some doing. Someone knows how to grow a flower. Day and night he is engaged in growing a flower. He supplies flower to other people. Someone knows how to grow wheat. Fine, day and night he keeps growing wheat. And then wheat comes to the society. Everyone enjoys. Someone knows how to bring out a cloth, how to weave a cloth. They keep on weaving the cloth and flooding the market with the cloth. Whatever one knows, one does, and thereby contributes his might, his ability. And when one contributes his ability, at the same time one derives from the ability of many, many people in society. Little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit. Someone who knows history, fine, he has the knowledge of history. He goes to school and teaches children history, 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 geography, science, this, this. Little bit whatever one knows, one tells others. There is nothing peculiar in my coming out and speaking of transcendental meditation. Something which is so useful to the people in daily life, with which people are not familiar. So just as the knowledge of physics is important and necessary for all the students and men in the world, and someone who knows it, he comes along and teaches it. Like that. Many people feel attracted by physics. Yes, I want to study physics. And having studied it, he gets a desire. I want to be a professor of physics. Fine. He becomes a professor of physics. People meditate. They feel it's something good, it'll do good to the people. They start getting into the leaders' training and teachers' training, all sorts of courses. This is society. This is individual life. It's human, it's very human to feel good with other people. It's human to tell the people something which will make them happy. Something. It's human to probe deep into the practice and philosophy of meditation, learn it as thoroughly as can be learned, and then we teach it. This is what makes society. Whatever one knows, one tells others. It is quite possible. And then, always, there is some hardship in learning. One has to learn certain things, and then, even though one doesn't want, what it is going to do? Physics or chemistry or history or something, what it is going to do in life. So many times, so many thoughts come. But because there is that procedure, we have enrolled in that, so we keep going and somehow pass the grade and go ahead and higher on. This is just a desire, man's desire to help others, to be more useful to others. This is society. If everyone thinks all himself in terms of himself and not in terms of others, there won't be a society. All the towns will simply be abandoned and everyone will embrace one tree and dig a cave under it and the field. There won't be a society. When we come out to society, we give the benefit of our knowledge to others. We take the benefits of knowledge of other people for us. It's just a mutual give and take.